Here it is, the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast for the weekend of September 12th, 2014. This is the place where we keep you posted on all the fun things happening in the Pittsburgh area over the next couple of days. Rachel Carlson is our resident expert in that topic. Rachel works for Yelp Pittsburgh and in that capacity as community manager, right?
Community remember that? Manager, yep.
Community manager for Yelp Pittsburgh, manages the community. Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
How was last weekend?
Good. I had a full weekend full of bachelorette parties. The Big Pour. That was a good one.
You neglected to tell me about the Big Pour, and it was too late.
Well, it was sold out. It sells out in like 6 seconds.
Yeah, so.
Literally.
That ship had sailed.
The ship had sailed 6 seconds.
When do they go on sale usually?
They go on sale a month before.
Because I'm like 0 for 3 on that thing.
Well, I tried to do it. So I had a girlfriend that was working on it with her interns at work. That was what her intern task was that day, was to buy Big Pour tickets.
Got to get an intern.
I know. And so they were working on it and they got the tickets, but I sat there and tried to do it with I didn't get them. So I don't know what the magic is. But
so you just sneaked in or your friend got tickets?
She got tickets for us. And this was my first time. I've been to Zubru, which Zubru is actually this Friday, but it's sold out. Sorry, guys. I know. You're missing out. You got to get in on it. Fast.
Just it would be better if you just didn't tell me these things.
I'm sorry. Well, you're just quick on the keyboard.
I guess.
Yes. So it was fun. Big Pour is a lot of fun. There's a lot of really, really, really great food, which is interesting because you would just think beer.
It's important. You got to fill up the tank.
There was from local restaurants, a ton of great food from like Legume, Bar Marco, Wheel and Wedge in the Public Market, Route 174, just a ton of really great food, but also great beer. And the thing that I loved about this was that the owners, representatives, they were all standing there slinging out the beer, ready to talk to you about their breweries. And since Pittsburgh is blowing up with breweries, there was a ton of local breweries.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine.
Which was awesome.
Did you try anything new they haven't had before?
Yes. The Milkman Brewery in the Strip District has a peppermint stout, and it is incredible.
I tried to make peppermint stout one time. I've been a dabbler in homebrewing off and on. I tried to make I think I called it grasshopper stout. So it was like a chocolate stout with notes of peppermint. It did not go well, Rachel. Like the only way I could think to do it was by adding like a peppermint oil extract in the secondary fermenter. It was terrible.
Well, it goes well for Milkman.
How did they do it? Because I've been looking for a commercial example of that was passable, and I've never found one. But
well, Josh,
they
I think you
got
to make your way down to the Strip District
I'm
and
there.
Talk to them.
So what is at this point, because I've long since lost track of all the new breweries that are popping up. I'm just falling so far behind. But it sounds like Lawrenceville and the Strip are kind of where it's all happening. Or is there any geographic epicenter to this?
There really isn't, because there are Homestead is going to be home to the new Voodoo Brewery. You have Full Pint, which is out in North Huntington. There's that. I don't know if I'm saying this right. I have to ask them. The Meadery in Carnegie, April. In Carnegie. So it's pretty spread out. I think, you know, there's the Strip District has Milkman, and then down in Lawrenceville is Roundabout.
Braddock.
And Braddock, is Brew Gentleman. Millvale is Grist.
Rivertown is out to the east.
Rivertown's the one I don't. I mean, obviously.
So it's like anywhere where there's an old, you know, industrial space that's available.
Yes. Pretty much. Yeah. But I mean, we're up to 11 plus now.
Good God.
So it's really exciting.
That's amazing.
I think it's great. So.
All right. Well, one of these days we're going to do a podcast that's a tour of these or something like that. We can start bringing these brewers in to talk about what they're doing.
Yeah. Tweet us. About what you want to see on our brewery adventure. I think this is a good start.
Please do. Yeah. And if you're a brewer or an aspiring brewer, you know, let us know what you're up to. We're interested in covering what you guys are doing.
And there was some home brewers at the Big Pour, and the one that Something Star, and they had a great pumpkin beer. And they're getting their licensing now, I think. But a something star. Now I can't.
The pumpkin beer is a bit of a contentious topic.
I know.
But,
I know.
Well, maybe we'll save that for another day. Maybe closer to Halloween.
That's like a whole hour long.
We'll get into
topic.
That mess. All right. So, okay. So if you're not into beer, and if I don't know why you wouldn't be, but I'm told those people exist. So. What should they do this week?
So we have a good amount of things that if you're not into beer, you're okay. So in Lawrenceville at the Row House Cinema, so this is a privately owned cinema that shows older movies. Really no, right now there's not a niche other than them just doing older movies and having different themes to weekends. But they are going to be doing a celebration. Lawrenceville is 200 years old now, so they're going to have a photography exhibit. They're going to be showing movies that were shot in Pittsburgh, so She's Out of My League. If you've not seen it, it's a really funny, great movie. It was shot in Pittsburgh. Yeah, and you see a lot of it. You see, it's a really, really great movie that you see a lot of Pittsburgh, too. Pittsburgh is a starring role as well. And so you'll get to see old photography, which I love to see the old from, you know, back when Lawrenceville started and what it's become now, I think is really cool. And then you get to see the movies. And then the one thing that I think is very exciting is that they will have food from Smoke BBQ, which is
nice.
The place that closed.
Late lamented of Homestead. I miss them.
Yes, I miss them too. And they're opening in Lawrenceville, but TBD. Oh, I know, it's TBD. So they'll have food there. So, I mean, I would just go for Smoke, to be honest, but stay for the movies.
I will find a way to forgive Smoke for deserting us.
I know.
But I'm not there yet. I need some time.
I know.
The wounds
I understand.
Have not healed.
I have stuff that's closed and has been very difficult for me
it's
to
hard.
Move on. So right. I get it. So support your local businesses as much as you can.
Fair enough.
And then we have Thrival Innovation Plus Music Festival. So as much as I want to say I'm tech savvy, I work for a tech company. I am not.
What?
So I know. I'm horrible.
Get out.
I know. It's horrible. Sometimes I just don't know how to use my keyboard. I just don't. So we have the Thrival Festival is a really awesome festival for technology lovers, but also music lovers. I think it's really interesting. They're bringing Moby in, but for a DJ set. So I don't think he's going to be singing Southside.
Fair enough. That's fine.
Ode to the South Side, I'm sure. But he'll be doing a DJ set. Portugal the Man will be there. There's a really, really great list of acts that are going to be on there. And then you can do your tech thing.
And what's the tech thing? Is it it's a conference or what?
They're going to have different, I think, booths. They're going to have different speakers. It's going to be just a whole tech and music festival in Bakery Square. And you can get a two-day pass for, I think they have tickets $45 to $200, so you can really go the distance between just checking out the music or doing the whole shebang. But I think it sounds awesome.
It sounds cool.
I know. Other than shebangs, Ricky Martin isn't going
to
be
been
there.
Waiting to work that into one of these?
No. I like the puns, but
the smirk on your face when you said that.
Oh, like, good.
I've been saving this up.
I try. So then if you want to head to the South Side...
Who doesn't want to head to the South Side?
I know.
I do it every day.
It's the greatest place with WESA. And you can
That's
go
That's why
on,
people come here.
Of course, definitely. Destination spot. So you can head to the South Side Works on Saturday from 5 on. They will be having a South Side Works Fall Food Festival. So there'll be food trucks there. And you can shop and eat your way into oblivion on Saturday, which is awesome. And it's a free event. So there's a lot of paid for events this weekend, but there's a free event. And that kind of runs into the Strip District. This is one that crept up on me. I didn't realize this was happening. This is the second annual Strip District World Festival. So this goes on all weekend long, and it's a celebration of pretty much all the culture in the Strip District. The one thing that I love about this is that they're going to have different music acts from different cultures and Chinese lion dancers. But I love that they talk about the different cultures that they're going to have in music. And then Bruce Springsteen, Rolling Stones. So,
okay.
I mean, he won't be here, but they'll have the music of.
I was going to say, like, that should kind of be the headliner, right?
I just love that he's a world act.
Who else?
You know, from New Jersey.
New Jersey is... I was about to say something uncharitable and entirely unfair to New Jersey.
It's okay. I think a lot of people might agree with you. But you can head down to the Strip District. This is an awesome time to go. I think a lot of people may avoid the Strip because they just think it's too busy, or they don't know what to expect, maybe, or they think it's just for tourists. But it's a really, really great
I think place. It depends on when you go. Like, you can go in the middle of the week and it's a little chiller. Like,
yeah.
Saturday mornings, especially when the weather's nice, are hard.
But yes. But I think my secret, there's a parking garage at Marty's Market that I think is really easy. And, yeah, you're going to be shelling out some money, but I think it's only $4. So.
Okay. Well, now the secret's out.
I know. Crap. And then my shameless plug will have to be my party, which is Thursday, September 18th. It is Yelpsburg Bash. It is in the Strip. It's at Pittsburgh Public Market, and it is from 8 to 10 p.m., a free party where you can just RSVP on yelp.com/events, and we're going to have food, fun, and entertainment. I'm really excited. Baron Bash is going to be doing a live art painting. We're going to have pinball machines. We're going to have a salon. Metamorphosis Salon is going to be there doing a beauty bar, which I'm sure you're really excited about, Josh.
I'm so psyched.
And wear your Pittsburgh t-shirts or paraphernalia and get some food from great local vendors or drinks and come on down.
Awesome. So it's free, but RSVP is required.
Free, but definitely RSVP or you won't be getting in.
All right. Yelp.com?
Yelp.com/events.
Rachel Carlson, thanks again.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Social Club podcast. We bring you details about what's happening in the Pittsburgh area every weekend on this platform. However you're finding us, anywhere on iTunes, you can also get it on WESA.FM. That, incidentally, is also where you will find the show notes going into detail about all the things we talked about today, courtesy of Reed Carter, who does production help on the web end of things. Thanks again, Reed. Thanks to Josh Mobley of Josh Mobley Music on Twitter for providing our theme music. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.